Uno, due, tre, vai.
In Italy, mobilization toward the anti-G8 protest in Germany in June are still going on. From the global meeting, the eighth event of discussion about the political situation, about the political trend, the global movements today that was held in Venice at the end of March and the beginning of April, the many social centers from Italy are now organizing to go to the summit and the mobilization against the G8 in Rostock and Heiligendamm at the beginning of June. From the global meeting, the discussion that started in a great European assembly that gathered more than 100 activists and people from collectives and individuals that are engaged in social struggle, the discussion started about the presence of an European space for the autonomous movement. Europe, in this discussion, was underlined, was defined as a political space that is already existing by the way of the capitalist governance and the termination of the European Union, also as a space of struggle for the movements. So Europe now is seen by the social centers in Italy, by a wide coalition of social centers, again as a space for political intervention and for political struggles. This struggle is as a common name, the struggle for safe determination of life, of production, of cooperation against, despite, and beyond the capitalism command and social organization. On this basis, and from the global meeting, now many social centers in Italy have written a manifesto, a document that has been sent and published on the website www.decentnetwork.org that looks like one of the first international coalitions that are taking part in the anti-G8 manifestation at the beginning of June. This protest has, in our point of view, many important issues on its own, and also is very useful to underline many positive aspects of the new movements against capitalism. Convergence, that is means to be a space, a physical and a communication space for the European movements to get together. Cooperation that has already started in the preparation events, in the previous meeting to the anti-G8 protest, in the different and coordinated forms of struggle. Communication that is also another space that is already functioning and that is meaning a better communication between groups, but also better and different languages to communicate with the whole society, with the alternative media, and swarming. Swarming as a tactic that is built and is meant to strengthen the movement in what we would like to be a very effective action of blockade and disruption of the G8 meeting in Heiligendamm in the first days of June. And in particularly, the Italian movement is facing the problem of the borders, because we know that from the 2 of June, the German government will withdraw temporarily the Schengen rules for the circulation of people, and so will close the borders of Germany to social activists and to social movements. That will be a problem, but already in the third international meeting in Rostock 2 weeks ago, a common document from many different movements, autonomous movements in Europe, stated that the different movements coming and going to Germany in the first week of June will cooperate together to ensure the right to the mobility for everyone outside and inside the European Union. So, for us, for many social centers in Italy, the G8 will begin on the beginning of the month of June, with the travel that will lead us to Rostock and to Heiligendamm. So we think that the time of Counter Summit has came again in a different way. The time of Genova for us, the experience of Genova 2001 is still in our memory and in our experience, but we also feel that now we are living a very different political phase in which the Counter Summit and the protest against the G8 Summit can still be useful, even though we think that we have to consider it in a different way. We would like that this conflict against the G8 at the beginning of June could spread not only around the red zone, but also in the cities, in the metropolis of Europe and all over the world. So that's our message by now. There is a strong activation, strong work in Italy from different networks toward the G8. Also, now we are considering the possibility to link this kind of mobilization to the G8, to the anti-G8 protest in Germany, with the visit of the President of the United States, George W. Bush, that will come to Italy the 9th of June. So for us, the protest against the G8 is, first of all, a protest against capitalism and war, and a strong call for cooperation and for building a new society, starting from now.